Random House Audio presents The Bone Bed by Patricia Cornwell. Read for you by Kate Redding. To Stacy, you make it possible and fun. Prologue. October 22, 2012, 6:20 a.m. Where the Red Willow and Wapiti Rivers merge in the Peace Region of northwestern Alberta, dark green waters tumble and foam around fallen trees and gray sandy islets with white pebble shores. Black spruce and aspens are thick on the hillsides, and saplings grow at steep angles on riverbanks and cliffs, the slender boughs straining toward the sun before gravity bends them and snaps them in half. Dead wood litters the water's edge and collects in nests of split trunks and splintered branches that rapids boil around and through, the debris moving downstream in the endless rhythm of life, thriving and dying, of decay and rebirth and death. There is no sign of human habitation, no man-made trash or pollution or a single edifice I can see. And I imagine a violent catastrophe 70 million years ago when a herd of migrating Pachyrhinosauri perished at once, hundreds of them thrashing and panicking as they drowned while crossing the river during a flood. Their massive carcasses were fed upon by carnivores and decomposed and disarticulated. Over time, bones were pushed by landslides and currents of water, becoming glacial deposits and outcrops, almost indistinguishable from...